Anyway, I'll speak a little bit in English now. I'm supposed to speak something in English also. No, it's a problem. We can't begin to hear. We're so much accustomed to seeing, using the internet, WhatsApp, all this kind of thing, that we can't sit for a few minutes to hear. The mind is so restless. If we can rise above this restless platform, then we can begin to hear that which we need to hear. If we think we don't need to hear, then we cannot make any spiritual advancement. We need to hear, and we need to hear that which is relevant to our level of spiritual consciousness. Anyway, for those who can't hear, then best they don't come. You just join the kirtan and take prasadam, that's all. If that's all you can do, then you take prasadam, do kirtan, try to serve the Vaishnavas. Darshan. This word darshan means to see, seeing. So we might think that by taking photos we will see, but as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur always emphasized, we should try to see the sadhu through the ears, as is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shutikshita patha, the path of seeing by hearing. We can properly understand by hearing. And Srila Prabhupada in one place, in one of his purports, wrote that the difference between a human being and an animal is that a human being can hear, an animal cannot. Of course, some animals, they can hear and understand instructions also. We can train. Of course, that doesn't happen so much now, but we can train bulls in farming. You can tell, if you make a sound, they'll turn to the right. If you make a sound, bulls, horses, dogs, they can be trained. You tell them, sit. I come from a culture where dogs are very important, part of life in every home. So you can train the dog, sit, and the dog will sit. Or you call their name and they'll come running. And they can also understand to some extent what you're saying. To some extent. So animals, they can hear to some extent. Some animals. But real human life begins with the proclivity to hear that which is for our ultimate benefit. Atato brahma jignasa. Now we should inquire into the nature of ultimate reality. This means that we are meant for hearing. If we inquire, that means we have to be prepared to listen to the answer. Of course, nowadays, a lot. If you want to inquire about anything, about many, many subjects, you can do so by typing something on the internet. But the traditional system, and still the best system, is to hear. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say, give me your ears. Give your attention. But if we're sidetracked by phones and taking photos, that means we're not very eager to hear. Or we can't concentrate to listen. So please try to listen. Develop this habit of hearing from the right sources, topics about Krishna consciousness. That will benefit us. Taking photos won't benefit so much. If you want, you can do now because I finished speaking now. Hare Krishna.